Tzvis and Daf Nun Hayim of Beis Shabbos. And it's based on the Gemara. Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Shmuel, Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani Rav Yenison, Kol Amar Bnei Eli Chotu Ein Yelech Lo. Shneim Avisham Bnei Eli, Shnei Bnei Eli, Chofni Ufimchos Kohanim Lad Hashem. Savalok Rav, Yomar Rav, Pinchas Lo Chotu. Ma kesh chofni le Pinchas? Ma Pinchas Lo Chotu, Af Chofni Lo Chotu. So the question is, Almani Mekayim, Ashi Yishkun, Sanoshim, say, Pesach, or Moira, Mitoch Sheshoeth Kinehem, Shlo Hochwitzel by Leyen, Maila Leyen, Akos of Kiilu Shach. Okay, that's funny Gemara. So Gemara means that since they weren't Zrizim with regard to the Kavanais, so therefore, they made them wait overnight. So it's considered as if they actually lived with these women. So I just said what the Gemara, it sounds like a big stretch, but I said psychologically it's not a stretch. What it means is, and we spoke about the Fastor, that in Bia there's the concept of Bilus is conquest and control. So what the Gemara means to say is that a person could have a fantasy of with regard to another woman simply because he's controlling that woman's sexuality, preventing her from living with her husband. That's what Gemara means, that the underlying fate somehow or other was tied to that unconscious fantasy. Okay. But the Gemara goes like this. The Gemara says, how could you say that they were both not chote? It says Asher Yishkavun, so it's plural. So the Gemara says Yishkavon Ksiv. It's not a mullet, it's a chasid. So the Gemara says Vaksiv Al Bonai Kilo Tova Shmoa, again plural. Amar Avnach Ma Yitzchak Bnei Ksiv. Doesn't say Bonai because you don't have the vowels. So the Gemara says Vaksiv Ma'avirim plural. Amar Avuna Brei Rav Yeshua Ma'avirim Ksiv. It's a chasid without a yud. Okay. So Rashi gets very excited over there. Kosha be'enai shema chacham ha'nizkar kan. Ki omar ani, in other words, Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua. Ki omar ani she'toy is gadlu. Big mistake. Like our sinu lo lo milsa. Shrei b'sfarim u'goyim k'siv ma'virim. The gambim sorah gadol of makom shemurim from kol tevis lotsiv ben yud v'karin alon din lezeh v'emunu al pi chesmon. Then he goes on. All right, so first Rashi says that's a mistake. It must be a mistake in the shas. You see, of course, in this Rashi, how careful Rashi was with the mesorah, with the text of the Gemara. Whenever Rashi says that lo garsinin, he has a source for it. So otherwise, what's the big problem here? Why don't Rashi say okay lo garsinin, hal di garsinin? Rashi didn't just say Hachagasin and Stam. Rashi changed the Girsa. It means that he had good sources, reliable sources, to say that the Girsa Gemara is no good. But here he ran out of sources. There's no other source. So Rashi just told us, go. A big mistake. Why? Because Rashi was the only time Rashi was confronted with a situation where he had two contradictory Nesoras. The Girsas of Shas, in which there was nothing that stated that this Girsa is questionable, and the Girsas of the Kisvei Kodesh. And the Girsa of Kisvei Kodesh, it doesn't say Mavi Rom, so he was in a conflict. He simply didn't know what to do. So Rashi said, you must say that the Girsa of the Shas is incorrect. It must be. I mean, the Girsa of the Sfarim is more reliable. It's in the Saras Agdola, and they're very careful how they wrote over. So it must be that the gears of the Shas is a mistake. That's what Rashi says. There's the only way to, the only conclusion that you can draw. Okay. Then Rashi goes on to answer the kasha. It says Mavirim. What about the kasha itself? So Rashi says Mavirim doesn't mean they were Mavir. It means that the Yam was Mavir Kol. Okay, they complained about that. Oh, that's episode. All right. But that's Rashi. Now Tosfos, on the other hand, has a totally different approach. But the approach of Tosfos is astonishing to us at first sight. Taisus just takes it like a no problem. Mavi Rum Ksiv, Taisus says, Hashas Shalonu Cholek Al Sfarm Shalonu Shakosav Bohem Mavi Rim. Alright? So he says, our Shas argues on our Masoros. On our Sfarm. He says, V'chein Matzini B'Yishalmi B'Shimshon, that it says, V'hu Shafat Yisrael Abboim Shama, Melameh Pushtim Yireim Menu Chofshon Achamosot. Because he only lived 20 years. He was only Shafat 20 years, then he died. So, you must say, that it means, that Yishalmi says, it must say that his fear, he had such an impact, that they were afraid of Shimshon HaGibor even 20 years after he was, after he was it says, in our Sfarim it says, you see again, you have a difference in between the Masoros of the Yishalmi and between our Masoros in Shoftim. In Kisvei Kodesh. Yeah, there's another place, another Taisvis in Nidalam and Gimel. Another Gemara says over there also. Neither the fan gimel malaf on top. It says v'han nisak siv. Okay. So over there, it's speaking about the tumazov. So nose would mean that which is above him. Nisa means that which is. I'm sorry. My nida when she's up. I v'han nose. Nami, it's under the zav. At any rate, okay. So the Gemara says nisoksiv. The Taish says tame, but the Masoros hu mole. In our Masoros, it says no say. It doesn't say nisok. Miu matzina shem Masoros hu cholag al hashas. The Masechet Shabbos gabe bnei Eli mavi romksiv ubemekros shloniksiv mavi rim mole. So Taish again says it's just the machlekes. Rashi again doesn't know what to do with it. Rashi says. Umayni anisa beged anisa al hazav. My time of anosei vanisa ksiv. Rashi says lo yadayna mayi. V'nir beinei shu pirsh mishulish. Because we don't have it that way. So Rashi again, when it came to the situation where he was confronted with the shas against the Masara, so Rashi simply rejected the shas. But Taisvis just assumed that it's no problem. Al Masaras argues on. The Shas. Okay, now you know very well the fact that you can't really argue. No one can argue on the Shas. That's a klal. The Rosh is Sanhedrin. And the Rosh is daf and daf kuftit chesam rala. So he said, "Oh yes." The Rosh says. That if a person makes a mistake in Piskei Agayim, so it's definitely a mistake. It's told in Vayim Mishnah. He says not only Piskei Agayim, but Chachom Shavachol Davidar, because they're not Catholic Kanya Baimah. So Vim Pasuk Adin Shaloka Devrayim, Mikasham Devrayim Yashu Beino Vahoda Sheto. So to see the Tovid Vayim Mishnah. Tovid Vayim Mishnah. So the halacha is that the din is off. It's reversed. Avolim lo yashu be'ein of divrayim, or maybe rayis le devar of hamakubalim lanchi doro yiftach bedoro kishmo bedoro. So Rosh says then if he brings rayis that anchi doro accept, so then it's yiftach bedoro kishmo bedoro. Ein lo chol hashofar shiyabim lohem the yochal listo divrayim ki kol advarim she'ena mevuorim b'shas she'sida ravashi ravina. Adam yochal listo v'livnos afilu lachlok al divrei ganim. Okay. So, but then at any rate, no one, it's clear that nobody could argue on the Shas. It's impossible. You can't argue in a Rashi. So the question is, how could Taisvis say that our Masoros is against the Shas? It's simply an impossibility. We can't argue. If we know what the Shas says, that's it. We're finished. Okay. That's the first question. You take a look at the Gilyan HaShas in Shabbos. So the Gilyan HaShas brings down all the cases of these many cases of the differentiations between the Shas and between our Masoros. So the question is with regard to Parshas, Vayechal, how many Pesukim in the Parshas, Taisus and Megillah. But of course, the one that's most outstanding is the one with regard to the extra vav in Parshas Truma. Now, Rashi had an extra vav in Parshas Truma. Where was it? It's in Truma Chofei Chofei. And the Adgil of Hashem, the departure from Maalek of Horus, and Ben Shnei Truma Shal Aron Eidus, Eis Kol Asher Atzav Oshob Ben Yisrael. That's the way we have it. Rashi says, Atzav Oshob Harei Vov Zu Yisrael. Okay. So it means the ace kol hashava osro is el bnei Yisrael. So at any rate, the Rashi holds. It means you should tell Bnei Yisrael. Okay. At any rate, there's an extra vav according to Rashi. So, of course, it'll come out according to Rashi that all the Sifrei Torah we have are possible. Because even if you add, it's not even Moli and Chosid. You're adding an extra vav, it's a different pirish, a different pshat. You have to explain it. There's a different explanation. So it's definitely going to Rashi. What's the fitter apostle? Okay, it's a problem. Again, Rashi was Molin Chosid. In Bereshis Chofei Vav. Levnei Pilakshim Hashel Avram. So, Chosid Ksiv. Shelo Hoysa Pilegesh Achas. He Hoga. So, and in Alice Forum, it's Pilakshim with a Yud. Okay. A few discrepancies. At any rate, yeah, that's the Gilgan Hashas. Now let's take a look at the Rambam. Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah, Perek Zion, so he mentions the different things in Sefer Torah. It's called Var Meila Nemel and Misra Namufcha, where he's talking about the Tagin, for instance, Osios Agdolos, Osios Aktanos, the Tagin. So this is only Misra Namufcha. The Mishina, the Tikkun Zeh, Shlo Dictek, the Tagin, the Kosov Kolosius Kitikunan, or Shikar Vashikun, or Chikon, Hovo at Bikon Os Baos, Velo Chisula Hosir, Velo Hifsit Tsuras Os Achas, Velo Shino, Bepsuchos, Uvistumos, Hareza Sefer Kasha. Alright? So as long as he doesn't do any major corruption. But what is a major corruption? A major corruption would be if he was chiser or he was hosir, or he was shina b'psuchos ostumos. And he says later, v'chol advarim ho'elu l'mitzvah min ha'muvchor halach yid alafim shina lo posel. Aval in kosov ha'mole chosir or chosir mole. Okay. O shekosov milash hikri v'kosov kikriyosa. Yon shekosov yish kivena v'makom yish gilena. Ubatchorim v'makom v'bafolim. Okay, so then he says these things are a puzzle. See, Moli and Chas are really puzzles. Moli and Chas is a puzzle. Alright. Now the Rambam says like this. In Perek Ches, Allah Adal. The Lefish Arisi Shibush Gol, B'chol Asfam, Shrisu Dvar Melo, B'chei Bali Amasar, Shekosu, M'chabim, L'adiyah, P'suchas, V'stumos, Nechlokim B'dvar Melo, V'machlekes Asfam, Shesom, Chumalayam. So he says that the Rambam says in his time he saw a lot of mistakes in the Sefer Torah. And therefore, they weren't good. So therefore, the Rambam says, "Reisi lichtov ena kol parshios haTorah stumos v'psuchos v'tzuras hashiros k'delo sakin elam kol asvam l'gimayan." Now the Rambam says, "The sefer shesamachnu olav v'dvarim elu hu asefer yadu b'mitzrayim shukar la'bov asum svarim shohei b'rishlayim mikamashanim l'gimimenu asvam v'olav hayor kol somchen." Why? L'fi shehigio ben osher v'diktek bo shonim harbe. He worked on it many years. The Gio Ponim Rabos. And he corrected it many times. Kimoshe Itiku. The Olof Samachti. Besefer Atorah Shekosavti. Kehil Choso. So the Rambam says, therefore, he was able to write a Sefer Torah Kehil Choso. Which means to say that he held the Sefer Torah was 100% kosher. Because he used the Sefer Torah of Ben Asher. Alright, from the 10th century. Now, the question is like this, however. The Rambam was so positive that he had the right sefer. I mean, it doesn't seem plausible that he says that they're all mistakes, and then Ben Asher was the only one, he figured out Ben Asher, the only one that's right. I mean, Ben Asher was the one that had it straight down Misinai. Just not Oilal Adas. That he should know that Ben Asher is Misinai. He himself says, V'diktik bo shonam habit v'igiyo pama rabos. He corrected him many times. So apparently there were still mistakes there. We were relying on his last revision. He said this is his last revision with Misinai. And it's hard to accept such an idea. But it becomes impossible to accept such an idea when you take a look at the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin, the Lamed Amid Aleph. The Gemara is like this. L'fichoch nikru rishonim sofrim shayu sofrim kol ha'osios sheva Torah. Shayu omrim, vav de gochon chetzin shal osios shal sheva Torah. Dorosh dorosh chetzin shal tevos. Viz galoch shal psukim. Okay, so the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, Boy Rav Yosef, vav de gochon, mehaigisa. The vav of gochon, which side does it belong to? Does it belong to the beginning side, or to the other side? Okay. So what do you mean? It's chetzen. Chetzen is chetzen. It doesn't mean it's the first side, the second side, or in the middle. So the Gemara says, "Amalei neisei sefer Torah v'ninu." Milo Amar Rabba Barba Chana Allah Zozim Yisham Asher Yisef Torah Manum. Doesn't the Gemara say that the early sofrim sat down and actually counted all the osios and they found out what it is? So the Gemara says, Amalei Idu Biki Bachaseros V'Yaseros Anan Lo Biki Ina. They were bucking Chaseros V'Yaseros. We aren't bucking Chaseros V'Yaseros anymore. So apparently the Gemara held that in their time they weren't bucking Chaseros V'Yaseros. No, the Gemara. So how could the Rambam say that his Sefer Torah is correct? If Moli and Chaser is a posel, and the Gemara says we don't know what's Moli and Chaser, so obviously the Sefer Torah is, according to the Gemara, the Sefer Torah is posel. And that's it. There's nothing to talk about. You say that the Rambam had a better Sefer Torah than Chazal? That was pretty preposterous. Okay.
And we don't know what?
And the Gemara has also over there, Tanur Rabbanu Chamesh, Shalach, Mishmona, Meos, Shmona, Mishmona, Psukim Avit. So the Gemara says that the Psukim Sefer Torah are 5,888. And in our Chumashim, 5,845 Psukim we have. A little bit of a discrepancy. Then there's a very strange Gemara. The Gemara says, Yeser Olov Tehillim Shmona. A Tehillim has 8 more than Sefer Torah. And Tesa says, the Taisi Shalom says, Tema, da kacha b'chum ishesh yosef, afilu miyu psuke tilim, mi gimel tevos bulvad, eino kol kach b'chum ishesh b'chum ish. You can take the tilim and break it up in three words, you'll make a pus. Still you're not going to have more than said tar. What is the more saying yet? Taisi doesn't give an answer. Okay. At any rate, there are definitely discrepancies. There's no question about that. So the question is, of course, the Rambam, how could the Rambam maintain that his Sefer Torah is Kilchoso and it's Kasher 100%? Of course, Morav is not a Kasher. I had a Chazal of a Sefer Torah. They weren't bucking Chaser Seseris. Yeah. So how could they make a bracha on the Sefer Torah? It's the Sefer Torah is possible. So actually, the Ramor brings down in Reish Ayin Tes. Ramah brings down in Reish Ayin Tes. So now the Ramah, the doctrine in motion in Reish Ayin Tes, brings down that he says like this, that if that the Ogur holds that if you find the Toyas in the Sefer Torah, you don't bring another Sefer Torah. Why? They want a Sefer Kasher. Shalom Nitzel B'Chosar Yasser. You know, Chosar and Yasser possible. And we don't have to go to Sefer Torah anymore. So therefore, there's no sense in taking out another Sefer Torah when the one you're taking out isn't going to be any better than the one you have. Alright, how could you make a bracha on the Sefer Torah? So you could say, very simply, relies on Shittas Rambam. Shittas Rambam is that you don't have to have you don't have to have a kriya from the sefer itself. But even Baal Peh is good, but there's a separate halacha that also likros shalom and aksav. But in terms of kriya, it doesn't matter whether you read from aksav or whether you read Baal Peh. So now you have no choice. So you read aksav because maybe it's a good sefer. We don't know. So we try. But either way, you can make a bracha because of what? Because even if it's not good, so it's still halacha, still kriya tar. So the argument is no problem. You do the best you can, you rely on the Rambam. The Beis Yosef disagrees. The Beis Yosef holds you have to always bring in another sefer. Okay. But the Agra I can understand. But Chazal, you can't say that according to Chazal, they relied on the Rambam. Chazal is Taisus all according to Chazal. So according to Taisus, Chazal would have a problem that he make a bracha on the Sefer Torah. I never find any problem in Shas that they couldn't make a bracha on the Sefer Torah, even though they weren't bucking Chaseres v'Yaseres. Okay? Then you have like this. Then you have the Ramah, the same document Moshe brings down, he says like this. He says it's a machlekes. The Beis Yosef holds that you do bring out a new Sefer Torah, but he says, the Ogre says we don't because we're not the Kiyam anymore. So he says like this. He says, V'linera b'fadin in tzabotos ma'at b'chaseres v'yaseres v'kedom. He makes a pshah. He says, and this will do a pasma. If you find a little mistake like chaseres v'yaseres, so yesh, then I can do re'ya agar. Why? De b'avonos on imtza sefer Torah b'zman hazeh she'em b'tor esedah. Avo, because b'avonos, we don't have anything better. Avo, in imtza b'tor esgadol she'enon shfiach b'shar svarim. Yesh, then I can do re'ya Beis Yosef. Then you do it to Beis Yosef, you take another Sefer Torah. Beis Yosef holds you have to take another Sefer Torah all the time. So he makes a pshar. Then there are big mistakes and little mistakes. If you find a big mistake, then you definitely take another Sefer Torah like the Beis Yosef. Find a little mistake, mole and chaser, so he says, then you don't take another Sefer Torah. Yeah, the one question is, what kind of sense does it make?
Yeah,
I mean, a little mistake, big mistake. I mean, if you mole and chaser, it's possible. So what's the little mistake? And he has a funny way of putting it. He says, Tois ma'at b'chaseros v'yaseros u'kidoma. What's a kidoma? And then he says, "Avol nimtzot b'tois gadol she'inon shchiach b'shar svar." So apparently, it's not really a question of chaseros v'yaseros only; it's a question of shchiach. If it's a mistake that you don't know, we can't really know from the svarim. So then we say, "All right, we'll do the best with bavanos. We can't help ourselves." But if you find a big mistake. What is a big mistake? One that's not found in any sefer. Like if I'm bracious, let's say bracious without an aleph. So we know it can't be. It doesn't matter mole chasim. It's a matter of whether it's shchiach or not shchiach. So you find bracious without an aleph, so you know that it can't be. It's a mistake. Mm-hmm. And then you bring out another sefer. That's what he says. But what kind of a pshar is this? Either you have a sefer or you don't have a sefer. We don't have a sefer anymore, so what's this whole business here? There's no single little mistake, big mistake. It's possible. That's it. What kind of a pshar is Ramah's pshar? Okay? Bavanus is not going to help you make the sefer Torah good. One more question with regard to Sefer Torah, but not our Sefer Torah. There's another Sefer Torah. There's a Sefer Torah of the Melech. And it's in the same area, Ram Melech Sefer Torah. So the Ram mentions Mitzvah Seperek Zion Hilchas Mezuzah Tfil Mezuzah Sefer Torah. Mitzvah Seikol Al Kolish Nishmi Yisrael Lichto Sefer Torah Latzma. Alright? Shenema Vata Kiswa Lechem Sashira Zos Kloma, kisvu lachem Torah sheyesh bo shira zu. Lefi shein kosven es atar parshas parshas. Okay, fine. So that's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. Now, the Rambam goes in halacha beis, v'hamelech, mitzvah of lichto sefer Torah echod la'atzmo l'shem hamelech. So he has to write another sefer Torah separate l'shem hamelech. Different purpose. Yeser al sefer sheyilo kishu hedya. Shenema voyech eshifto kisem amlachto v'chosav lo as mishnei atorah zos al sefer. Perek shvi alach beis. All right. Now the Rambam's like this. Omegin oso mi sefer hazor al pi bez nagot. So the guest mishnah of Sfat says, I don't know where the Rambam got this from. Where did he get this from? In Hilchos Melachim, where the Rambam mentions that it formulates halacha similarly, there the guest mishnah already found it was a Yerushalmi. Okay, but it doesn't matter. But what was bothering the Kesef Mishnah was the nature of the halacha. Because what kind of a din is this? You mean to say the Melech has a different Heftzah Shal Sefer Torah? Magino som mi sefer shabazor. I mean, my sefer Torah is okay, it doesn't have to be that perfect. But the Melech sefer Torah demands it has to be perfect. So you must have the sefer Torah shabazor. More perfect than my sefer Torah. Moreover, not only that, it has to be al pi bez nagol. Why does it have to be al pi bez nagol? It seems you can get two Aden, Sherim, to take out the sefer from the Azara, have somebody take out the sefer from the Azara, and sefer Azara means it's kosher kedusha. But the Tesis in the Bavasha talks about the Tesvachim and all that, how they're able to go and get it. But anyways, they went and they got it, and the reason why it's called sefer the sefer Azara is because they read from that sefer in the Azara. That's the sefer they used to read from the Kohen Gadol and the Hakel. But it wasn't kept in the Azar. But at any rate, the question is, why does it have to be the Melech Sefer has to be so perfect? It has to be so perfect. Okay, so you see, take it out from the Kasher Gadashim, and you'll get to Aden to make sure that they transcribe exactly everything perfectly. So what do you have to have Bez Nagadol for? It's not a job for Bez Nagadol. You have to waste their time being standing over the Ksiva Sefer Torah Shel Melech. So that's a problem. Moreover, I mean, just not a new kasha, but moreover, it's the chefza that the melech is chayav, then has to be the same sefer Torah that we're chayav. So, I mean, where do you see that there's two, I mean, I'm just expressing right. A little more. Where do you see that there's two sefer Torah? I mean, a sefer Torah is a sefer Torah. You can't tell me the melech has a different sefer Torah. His sefer Torah is different than mine. Doesn't make any sense. Okay, so even though the source finally the Kesem Mishnah found the source is Yerushalmi Sanhedrin. But the halacha is a halacha that's astonishing, astounding halacha. Doesn't seem to make any sense. Okay. All right, so you have four kashas. First, the Taisu Shabbos, Mesoros Divin and Oz. The Ram Melech Sefer Torah. Had Ram Melech Sefer Torah kasha, the Gemara Kedusha says you don't know Chas V'Yesod. Right? And even Rashi, by the way, in Shabbos is also difficult. What is Rashi going to do with the Yerushalmi's Girsa of Barim Shana? I don't know. I mean, what is he going to do over there? He said, that's a mistake too. Everybody's mistakes. Doesn't make any sense. Shami's mistake. There's too many mistakes with it. Yeah. So, I had a Chazal of a Sefer Torah. And the Pshara Saramah, that's three. Pshara Saramah is three, third Kasha. And the fourth Kasha is the Kasha and the Rambam with regard to Malach. Sefer Torah Shalom. Going back to Rashi and Shabbos, Rashi answers it the only rational way possible. Because, I mean, if you have a conflict, and you have two Masoras that contradict each other, so you're stuck, you can't do anything. But Rashi says the Masora of the Kisvei Kodesh is more reliable. So therefore, you go by that. You have to act logically. Rashi was caught. I mean, he was astounded. But he said there's only one logical solution. You must say this is a mistake. So that's it. You have to do so. What are you going to say? It's strange, but the fact is you call it the contradiction. If they were both equal, we'd be stuck. Rashi couldn't move. But since the reliability of Shas is less, so you go by the reliability of the Masoras. That's what Rashi says. So what are you going to do? You have to act logically. I mean, the Rush I quoted, I didn't even have to quote that Rush. I just quoted the Rush. But the fact is, no one argues in the Shas, not the Rush. It's not a Rush. Nobody argues in that. Less man the public, you don't argue. You can't argue on Shas. There's no one that held that you could argue on Shas.
Not in this area, in general.
I just quoted the Rush to show you where he says you could argue for Ravina Rashi. But I didn't need the Rush. Right. The Rambam says like Dhamma, everybody holds away. Nobody argues in Shas. Can't argue in Shas. It's a claw.
Otherwise, it could be a mistake.
In the case of the Gemara, neither no say is in the Sefer Torah. It's in the Sefer Torah itself. Yes, it's right. Now we'll go to a different area. The Pirush Mishnayis LaRambam. The Pirush Mishnayis LaRambam says an interesting thing. I'm using Kapach's edition. Okay? The Tes Amid Aleph. He starts. The Chasher Osav, Kolasvaros, Vashmuos. From there. First column. Heichel, Bechibor, Mishnah, Kolelis, Bir, Kol, Mitzvah, Sixus, the Torah, Mehen, Kabbalas, Mekubalas, Moshe, Ben, Olav, Shalom. Umehen, Midios, Shalom, Yomal, Piyadin, Ve'en, Bohem, Machlekes. Umehen, Midios, Shenoflo, Bohem, Machlekes, Ve'en, Shnei, Adinim. Ve'kovom, Kefi, Machlo, Kosom, Ploni, Omer, Kach, Ploni, Omer, Kach. Vafilu, Yochad, Acholik, Ala, Rabin, Kova, Divrei, Yochad, Divrei, Rabin. Okay, then he goes into the reason why. At any rate, he goes on to explain that you shouldn't make a mistake in thinking when the Gemara derives certain things from Sukkim that it really is derived from Sukkim. Like, what's an Esser? Can't say that. You might know what an Esser is. From last year, they didn't remember what the Esser was. But he says there's such a thing as Chachmas HaKosev, from which you can derive, so Chazal Darshan Chachmas HaKosev. There's a separate law. Now he explains Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Ela she'afa pi she'in kabbalah v'moshe lo omru ben Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. She'ain on omrim priyetz hado esra v'Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Ochova b'chaver m'sham lo momon is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. L'fi she'kvar kodem she'aklalatz leinu she'kola perushim kulam kabbalah v'moshe. V'yesh len k'moshe amanu r'mozim b'mikrosh n'monim b'achad amidas moshe amanu. He says those things, it's true, they're Kabbalah, but the fact is you can derive them from Limud also. They're subject to derivation from the Pasuk, he says. But the Cholin Shein Lo Remez B'Mikra, certain anything which does not have even a Remez in the Pasuk. So he says when the Gemara learns out from Chochmas HaKosev, it's not Stam, but it's true, it's Chochmas HaKosev, and Chazal wanted to know Chochmas HaKosev, but it's more than that. It means that this Halach has an Iker in the Torah. Right, it's not just to show Chachmas HaKosev, but it's because it means to say that this halacha, that this is an esrog, has an ikur in the Torah, and it's not what? It's not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, because Halacha L'Moshe Misinai has no ikur in the Torah whatsoever. That's what he says. That's the main point he's making. He says, "Dear Allah," he says, "Cholin she'ein lo remez b'mikra lo asmachta v'yef shel olamdo be'achas amidos ba'ela b'vad omer Halacha L'Moshe Misinai." Okay. Then he says, don't make a mistake in thinking, what about Shi'urim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Like Isaiah's Koseves, all the Shi'urim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? So he says, Kibetza, so he says, don't make a mistake about that, because even though the Gemara learns out, from the Eretz Chito Sa'ora, the Gemara learns out the Shi'urim, he says, that is just a memory, that's mnemonics. That has nothing to do with Limbo. You have to be careful when you're learning Shas, what Chazal are doing. You have to understand what they're doing. They're functioning in different manners, in different places. So you have to understand what the idea is. So Halacha L'Moshe Misinai has no remnants in the Pasuk. Ayat Gemara Sarah Skita Sarah doesn't mean to say that's really, it's just a way to remember. Okay, that's what it means. Asmachta ba'almo b'chol makam shnesu. Okay, fine. So like this. This is v'hizdir, v'inini mazdir l'cho kan. I'm going to list for you. Rov ad-dinim sh'amar b'hem Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. V'ulai kulam. Maybe all of them. We're lucky. Kadeshi is bar lachon nechonos, masha marti lachon, she'ein bohem af achas she'nil medo ba'achas amidos. Ve'iyef shel olamdo mipasuk elo al derech asmachna kamo she'bi'anu, ve'gam lo motzonu she'nosu ve'nosnu v'shum dova mehem klal. V'lo evi oleem shum raya, le kiblu min Moshe kamo she'tzivu Hashem. They didn't have any discussions on this, there's no arguments on this, and they received it directly from Moshe. Then he goes like this. When he makes a sachakol, he makes a summary. Nimtzu l'fi ha'kvorm she'gdamnu she'kol ha'dinim ha'kvorm ha'tayin ha'flokim ha'chamish ha'chalakim. Ha'chelak ha'rishim. Ha'pirushim ha'kibamakubolim mi'moshe. She'yesh lem remez b'kosim. Or you can learn it from one of the Yigimonidos. Okay, he says, v'zein ba'machlak esklal. Lala kozman she'yom adam kibalti kach v'kach mastalik kol v'kuach. That's it. Chelak Hasheni, second chelak, Heim Adinim Shebehem Amru Sheheim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Ve'ein Aleihem Raya. Kamar Shemanu. Ve'gam Zeh Mima Sheheim Bo Machlokes. Chelak Hashlishi is Adinim Shenilmudu Bachas Amidos, and there we have Machlokes. He says V'nifsek Pan Adin Kedas Arov V'chiyash Klom Sheik Damnu. There you go, Basarov. Okay. He's like this. He says, and that's why the Gemara says like this. Gemara says, "Im halacha nekabel, v'im l'din yesh shum." It means to say that if it's halacha, we'll be mekabel. But if it's a din, then there's a machlokes. I'm not ready to accept. V'lo tipo machlokes and maso matin ela b'chol mashalo shemanu bo kabbalah. V'timtzein b'chol atalmud chokum al darkei yo'in. Shebiglolam noflo machlokes ben achalukin v'omer b'may kamech. A my time red pony. Yeshem Hokum there of Zu Bein Zed, Mixus Makamos, Mavar and Sibus Machlokis, Vomram Shaponi Samachaldor Aponi, Aponi Samachaldor Aponi, Kyos Bezet. He says, but Svaras Misha Choshev Shagama Dinim Shiesh Ben Machlokis Kabbalah Mimosha. Is anyone that thinks that the Dinim that there's that there's a machlokas in the world. It was also a Kabbalah of Moshe, he says, the noflo ben machlokas mach mastois be Kabbalah or shikha. Anyone who thinks that way. One guy was right, the other guy was wrong. Or sheshachach, or he forgot. Or sheloshoma mirabo koma shetzorch. No, he didn't hear correctly everything. Or maybe right lekach mashomer misherobu talmidei shamai vehilu shloshim shukol tzorch on rov some machlokas b'Yisrael. V'nasa terek shtei toros. You see, they start to forget. Hinei zeh chay Hashem davar maguna umuzo maod. Okay, this is a very base thing, very strange and base thing. Hu davar bilti nochon lamasim leklolim. Doesn't fit in line with the principles. He's suspicious of the people that from whom we receive the Torah. He says, "V'chol's a bottle." Maybe also midei ashkafan if said a zoo. What led to this kind of destructive view? Miyut yedias divrei chachamim and some Talmud. They didn't understand. They thought that everything was Kabbalah, and they couldn't differentiate between where there is a machlekes, where it's svara, and where there's a Kabbalah, where there's no machlekes. Okay. So, of course, the problem with this Rambam on the surface chatter Rambam is just basically insurmountable. I mean, if we're to take the Rambam for face value, what the Rambam is saying is that there's never a machlokas halacha l'mashu yisrael. And it's just not true. First of all, yeah. Well, first of all, the Chavar Zior in Kuf Tzadi Beis goes through, if you ever want to take a look, goes through very thoroughly. He says, Amarti Yech Koma, the Rechazim, and he couldn't figure it out. It's impossible. As a matter of fact, I mean, we know very well, Tanoyim Pogam Bar Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Right? Tanoyim Pogam Bar. And the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the Halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the Solomon meant Halacha, and Pilchus remembered it. So you can't say that Bali Masorah forgot Halacha, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu himself forgot it. Alright, so you want to say forgot it for a few minutes. Yeah. If you want to give these Dechi Karitsa,
they needed
Pilchus.
That's the point.
Yeah.
So if that's the case,
but I mean, the cash is a kasha. You want to be honest, it's a kasha. Okay. You want to twist it, it's not a kasha. But take a look, anyways. Gemara and Daftes, Vavam Bezener. So we know, Mechitzas, Shiurin, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzas, Allah Lamash Yusinai. Mechitzas, let's take Mechitzas. Okay? So Mechitzas, so the Allah is, there's Allah of you have a Mechitzas, it doesn't have to be a complete Mechitzas. Let's say, for instance, you add up the substance in the machitza, and you find out that most of it is substance, but then you have space. But you have a lot of space, but the space is broken up throughout the machitza. Okay? You never have a space of 10 amos consecutively. So you have, but when you add it up, it could be a tremendous amount of space, holes in the machitza. But we say as long as rov of the machitza is the substance, rov of the substance of the machitza is in existence. So then it's good. But it's not that simple. The Gemara says in Erev and Tesel and Beis, Itmar, Poritz Ka'omei, let's say you have, for instance, it's 50-50, Saraf Papa Amam Mutter, Rav Hunabred Rav Shomar Asa. My place, Rav Papa Amam Mutter, why? Hachi Admare Rachman Alamasha. This was the Allah Alamasha in Sinai. Lo Tifras Ruba. Shouldn't break most of it. Rav Hunabred Rav Shomar Asura. Okay. So apparently to say that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, there's no machlekes, is strange, because if you're going to tell me that you questioned the Balei Masorah that they couldn't get it right, the way the Rambam describes, I mean, you're going to tell me, okay, they didn't forget the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but they don't have it right. So what good is it? I mean, it's not...
So then it is subject to mistakes.
So it is subject to mistakes. Like anything else, it's subject to error.
And machlokas.
Yeah, for instance, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, for instance, in Erevin. Question is, we say that the lover, there's a halacha of lover. What's machlokas tanai? And whether lover is three or lover is four? Machlokas from Gamliel and the Chachamim. So again, it's machlokas on halacha l'mashu Sinai. All right? All right, so you'll say that in all these cases, but at least they knew the Lachon Lomash Messina.
That's all the Ram is saying. He says, Lotipo
Lomachoikis. Ram says, Lotipo Machoikis, because he questioned the Balamasari. You say they forgot anything, they couldn't forget anything. Yeah. Okay. There's a Gemara in Zvachim Dach Kuf Yiramat Beis about Nisach HaMayim. And it's a clear Machoikis Tanayim, where the Nisach HaMayim is derived from a Pasuk, is derived from the Pasuk, or where the Nisach HaMayim is Halacha Lomash Messinai. Okay? Zvachim Kuf Yiramat Beis, the son of Rabbi Akiva Omer, the Gemara says Rabbi Elozer, that holds Menasech Me'achai, Bachag Bachutz Eschayiv. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Elozer b'shitas Rebbe Akiva Rabba Amra. The Amra Nisach HaMayim Daraisa. Apparently the question with Nisach HaMayim is Daraisa Drabbana Rotiyah. So the sign of Rebbe Akiva Amra and the Sochel b'shnei Nisuchem HaKosu Medaber. Echod Nisach HaMayim v'echod Nisach HaYayim. And then the Gemara goes on to say, he says, Ishtamitzei Hod Amra Rebbe Yassi. The Amra Rebbe Yassi on Yechon HaMishim Rebbe Nechunyi Ish Bakas Deis Chorson Esen Etiyos Arovo the Nisach HaMayim is Alokha Lamash Mishinat. So he held Nisach HaMayim Lachon Lomash Messinai. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elozer derived, held like Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara wants to say first. That he held like Rabbi Akiva. That what? That it's not a Lachon Lomash Messinai, but it's derived from the Pasuk. It's derived from the Pasuk. Okay, I'm not going to go into what the Machlokes is over there, but I'm just showing you that here you have a clear-cut Machlokes, whether, where the Bali and Masorah are arguing as to whether something is a Lachon Lomash Messinai is one sheet to hold Zidin Drabbanan. According to the Rambam, there's a difference if you derive from the Pasuk or if you derive from Allah Lomash Messina. Yeah. Because Rambam says Allah Lomash Messina has no wicked from the Pasuk. But where the Akiva derived from the Pasuk, so it's different.
Okay. And, yeah, right.
So you have Arova, Esenetius, Arova, Nisach HaMayim is Allah Lomash Messina. Right? Gemara Sukkot Mem Dalam Melech. And the Gemara is searching for the source of Arava. Okay, and remember that's one of the ones that the Rambam himself mentions. The Rambam himself, one of the early ones, the Rambam mentions. If the Shiurim Chatzitzin and Machitzin, Arava v'Nisach HaMayim is Alach Lamash Misina. Okay. Now this very one, the Rambam mentions that so that it's Alach Lamash Misina. So the Gemara Daf Mem Dal Ramad Aleph and Sukkah. And then Gemara's question. Amrav Zvid Mishmei the Rav Alulav the Raisa. Why is it? He says like this. Why is it? The Gemara asks that Lulav we do Shiva Zechel Mikdash, but our Rav going around in Mizbeach. The Rav, well, we do Chavitas Rav, which is the Makom going around in Mizbeach.
Right.
We don't do Kol Shiva. Only one day. So the Gemara says like this. Laman Ilay Malaba Shol. Who is asking? You know, like the Abba Shol, Arve Nochal Ksiv, Shtayin, Achas Lulov. So that's much good. What's the question? What's this? Maishna Lulov, Davdin Le Shiva Zechel Mikdash, Maishna Rav Lov, Din Le Shiva Zechel Mikdash. Amalei, Ho Avadam Yotze Yidechol Vaso Bar Rav Shiva Lulov. Alright, every day Yotze anyways, you have the Rav Lulov. So Gemara says, Amalei, Ha'u Mishim Lulov with the Kavim. Lechitim, they come Magbalei, Vahadam Magbalei. Maybe you say, Dali Le picks up twice. Like the Ramsa, you remember from last year?
Mm-hmm.
Gemara says, we know we don't do this. So that's it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei the Rava, Lulav da Raisa Avdinin Shiva, Zecha Lamigdash. So Lulav's made a Raisa, so you do seven. A Rava, the Rabban Lulav didn't love Shiva, Zecha Lamigdash. And we say, a Rava going around in his bed, was only the Rabban. You want to say, Laman, who is this going to? Ilam Alabasho, Ha'ama Arvein Nochal Ksiv. Shtayim, Arvena, Shtayim, Achas Lulav, Achas Lamigdash. So if you're going to hold like Abba Shol, so it's certainly the Raisa. Ila Rabban, if you're going to hold like the Rabbanan, Hilchas Aganirla, it's a Lachla Mosh Messinai. Dam Rabbasiam Yechon Mishum Rabbachunyish Bakas, Beis Chorsin, that's Natias Ravan Isachamayim, a Lachla Mosh Messinai. So you see this very case that Ram mentions by a Rava, it's Machlet Sabba Shol, and a Chachaman. Okay? Ella Amar Azvid Mishmei the Rava Lulav the Islay Iker Minatara Bigvul and Avdin Le Shiva Zechal Midrash. A Rava the Lesle Iker Minatara. It's not an Iker Minatara. Bigvulin Lo Avdinin Shiva. Let's say I'm sorry. Lulav the Islay Iker Minatara Bigvulin Avdin Le Shiva Zechal Midrash. A Rava the Lesle Iker Minatara Bigvulin Lo Avdinin Shiva Zechal Midrash. Because Bigvulin is not a Lach of a Rava. Only by Midrash. Okay. Amar Rish Lakish, the Gemara goes on. Kain and Bali Mumin Echnasim Bein Olu Mizbeach. Kedei Lotzeis Bar Rava. Amar Yechon. Okay, we'll come back to this in a minute. But meantime, you see clearly that the very case of Rava, the Rama mentions,
is
a machlokes. Okay. The whole concept, by the way, the whole concept that there's no, that what the Rambam seems to say, that they couldn't forget anything, and if you say the Balei Masorah forgets something, it's a question on the Balei Masorah, that whole concept is not true. Because the Gemara says in Tmura, Daf Tezvav Amud Bet. Shloshes alofim halochos nishtakhu bimei evo shomosh. And it's the Gemara, the original source of the Gemara, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, in Tmura. Amar Avir Amashmur, Shloshes alofim halochos nishtakhu bimei evo shomosh. Amru lo Yeshua Sha'al v'amal alo v'shamayimi. Okay, we'll go into the Gemara soon. But at any rate, you see the Gemara held that there was shikha. They forgot many halachas. The Rambam himself, the question of shikha by the Balei HaMasara. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Shofar, that's the wrong one. Rambam Hilchos Shofar Perek Gimel. Kama tkiyas chayev adam l'shmar barashana. Heishat kiyas, shenema shu abi yovel ubarashana shalosh pamim, v'chol shu abshutu l'fanel pshut l'achareha. Okay, then he goes through. Look at this. Trua zu ha'amura b'tara nistapek lanu bo sofek l'fi orech ha'shonim v'rov ha'golos. Ha'golos. Ve'ein anu yodin heyachit. We don't know how it is. Im mi'ayalolo shem mi'yalolin ha'noshim b'neyem b'eis shem mi'yabavin o ha'anocha k'derech sh'yena ha'odom pam achar pam. Okay, so therefore, lekachanu osmako. So apparently, the Rambam held, we forgot it. The kasha, Rambam's the Balei Masorah, can't forget. Apparently, forgot. All right, even Rav Haigoin didn't want to accept that. Rav Haigoin wanted to say, because Rav Haigoin had the kasha, what about last year? How can you ever forget such a thing? The kasha around. So he said they didn't forget. It was different than Hagen, but the Ram himself was so worried about forgetting. He says, "By Shofar, I forgot."
This is Pirush Mamakabalam.
Moreover, the Rambam holds that the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, Halacha. But let's get back to Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Tell me, that's not Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Rambam's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai could be not. An amazing Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Hamishi in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, so the Rambam says, he says like this. He says that this, what we call Mashamanu Mikvias Rosh Chodesh Alari of the Ibra Shanam Mipnei Asmanu Mnei Atzorach, Einos No Solos and Hedvish Abarit Yisrael, or Bezna Smuchim Barit Yisrael. Shekach Nemal Moshe Lan, Achodesh Zalachem, Rosh HaKadoshim, and Pia Shmuel Lamdu Ish Nipi Ish, Ish Me Ish, Mimosh Rabbeinu Shekachu Pirush Adova Eide Zu Tiyah Mesura Lachem Avo Bezman She'ein Shom Sanhedrin Beret Sorol Ein Kov M'Kodoshim Vein Mabrim Shonim Elo V'Cheshbon Zeh She'onu M'Chashim Vayom The calendar V'Dova Zeh Allah L'Mosh M'Sinai She Bezman She'eish Sanhedrin Kov N'Opi Aria Bezman She'ein Sanhedrin Kov N'Opi Cheshbon She'onu M'Chashim Vayom. So that's what Rambam says. Allah L'Mosh M'Sinai.
Okay.
Rambam says in on the Ram and Sefer Mitzvahs, he says this is not found in any Sefer. There's nowhere that it mentions this Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. It was the Ram's own Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. He thinks that Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. There's no source for it whatsoever. On the side over here, it says that it's in the Zbai Zev and Pikra Belozer. He's not. Somebody thought, one of the Chachamim thought that it means that it's in Pikra Belozer. It's not there. It's only the beginning part of Ram's in Pikra Belozer. The Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is not in Pikra Belozer. There's no source for it. Right? You can trust Ramban. There's no source. This idea that no one forgot Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, Ramban is going to be very hard to explain. The Ramban, first of all, it's not mentioned anywhere.
Found the Gemara.
Not found anywhere, any source whatsoever. And the Ramban himself invented it. What kind of Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai is this? Ishpi Pi'ish? Where's the Ishpi Pi'ish? standard infinitive. Sound classic.
Where's the Yishuv Yish?
Where's the Yishuv Yish?
You can't come up
in Kabbalah Yishuv Yish.
In the Middle Ages, you can't find another question.
Rambam is in the Sefer Mitzvah.
It has to be that way. What other way could it be?
Rambam found it somewhere, as he should have said, just like he said to Ben Asher.
That's right. And there it was in our level of
Yishuvinai.
What is it?
Because they were Makadish the Chodashim then, Mikan Lahaba for all the Deridaris. There's no like the Rambam at all. No such a Lacham Mishina. Where do you get it from?
There's
another question about those Rambams, and the ones that the Rambam mentions in the Lacham Mishinai. There's a couple of them that are Rabban. For instance, that the Chazan can be Kore with the Tinokos, which Amish Ramshin Lauren Aaron Shabbos.
Right.
And
right.
He says that's a lachlo mashmir sinai. That's a clearly
that's the
Rabbanan.
Alexander the Rabbi.
That's another problem.
Yeah.
That's another problem. The Rav mentions it in the mission in the Shnei Sugi Masaris. Shnei Sugi Masaris. Okay. What is the only thing I want to mention about the Shnei Sugi Masaris is that shir, the way it's written up, I never heard that shir from the Rav, but the way it's written up over there, the pshat that they say they just can't be. They want to say that whenever someone says Allah Alamash Sinai, everybody would accept it. It does not appear that way from Shas. The Gemara says, Laman, Ilay Melabasha, like this. That's what I showed before, Dafnam Balanos. Ilay Melabanan, it's Allah Alamash Sinai. What do you mean, Ilayma? If the moment somebody heard Allah Alamash Sinai, they had accepted, so what's the Ilayma?
There's no discussion.
No discussion. What about the Gemara in the Bava Kama, that he's on our base in the Sumchas and Achachon? Where the Chatzin Ezek Tzoros is Chatzin Ezek Tzoros, whether it's Allah Alamash Sinai. It's Machlaikis, Sumchas and Achachon. What kind of Machlaikis? You're telling me what Sumchas thought about before he heard the Achachon? What is the history of. You have many Machlaikis in that way. A history of every time somebody before learned something, you didn't know it. That's a Machlaikis. Impossible. You cannot say that any time someone said Allah Allah Moshe Sinai, he accepted it. That's an impossibility.
From that too, you see, there was shikra. Even if
it... There's another question I want to raise from the Gemara in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph that we in Sukkah. From the Gemara in Temura. Okay? The Gemara in Temura says like this. First of all, the Gemara says, Mishimaisyo Yosef ben Yoezesh, Sredo Yosef ben Yochanan, Yishuf Lahim, Butlu Ashtolos. So the Gemara says the shtakachu is shtakachu, the gemirin lohu have a gemirin to Moshe Rabbeinu. Whatever they remember, they knew like Moshe Rabbeinu. But whatever they forgot, they forgot. Okay. And the Gemara says, the question, Vatanya Mishameis Moshe and Rabu Metamin Timu and Rabu Tahorin Tiaru. So you see that they forgot, because they had Machlekesim. So the Gemara says, Nibo De'imit, that it's true that they couldn't, that there were certain things they forgot and they couldn't bring back. But Migmar have a Gemiri Luka Moshe Rabbeinu. But those things that they didn't forget, they knew exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so basically that's what it is. So it kind of like a certain things they forgot, and that's why they came to a vote and went Basar Rov. But those things which they didn't forget, they knew exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. Till after Yosef Ben Yosef. We'll get back to this tomorrow. See exactly what it means. But the Gemara continues like this. The Gemara in the Zayin Amud Aleph says like this. Says, Guf, Amar Vira Mashmur Shlosh Allah from Halachas Nishtak from Me'ev Lashem Moshe. So the Gemara says, Amrulo Yoshua Sha'al. Alright? So they said to Yoshua ben Nun, Sha'al, ask. Find out, the Shah of Funafua, what these Halachas are. Amrulo Hem, Loba Shemayimi. Okay? Amrulo Lashmur Sha'al. Amalahem Eila Mitzvah Shein Hanovi Rashi Lachanish Dover Me'ata. Now the Gemara says this. Amar Yitzchak Nafcha. Afchata Shemesu Baleo Nishtachu Me'ev L'Shemashu. You know what to do with the Chata Shemesu Baleo. What do you do with it? Amar L'Pinchas Shal. Amar L'Ei Lovash Ma'imi. Amar L'Loza Shal. Amar L'Ei Eila Mitzvah Shein Hanovi Rashi Lachanish Dover Me'ata. Okay. So the Gemara says. So in other words, there's two reasons over here. Why doesn't one give both? I'll tell you why Gemara gives both. Because it's two separate laws. One thing the Gemara is saying is like this. that even though you know through Nevuah, see, Nevuah is two things. Nevuah can tell you what's true. So first, the Gemara says, Lo b'shamayimik, which means to say that even though you know this halacha is true, you still can't use it. Because even though it's true, you have no right to make use of it, because it wasn't nitan. There's a lax in the sina. You can only use Torah that was nitan in Israel. But just because you know something's true through Nevuah, that doesn't mean you have a right to use it. It's not Torah, it wasn't given to you. You'll ask me the question, why couldn't Yeshua now give the Torah? He through his Nevuah, that's Elam Mitzvos. Mikan Shein Novi Rashoi Lachadish Dor Me'ata. That's why the Gemara says both. In other words, you must have Nesina, and the Nesina of Yeshua is no good. Or other Nevi'im is no good. So therefore, those halachas that are forgotten, even they're irretrievable. They're completely irretrievable. Now the Gemara says, Amar Vilam Rav Ashosh, Shem Nifta Marsha Rabbeinu L'gan Eid, Namo Lo Yeshua, Sha'al Mi Meni Kol Sveikas She Yeshloch. Ask me all the Sveikas here, all the questions. Amar Lo Rebbe, Klumi Nachticho Asho Achas, V'alachti L'bakam Acher, Lo Kach Kasafta Bi, Mashar Se Yeshua Bin Nun Na, Lo Yomish Mitoch HaOl. I learned everything right. I followed you around all my life. There's nothing left. So the Gemara says, "Miyad Toshash Kocho Shel Yeshua V'Nishtakhu Mimenu Sholosh Meos Halachos V'Noglo Sheva Meos Sveikis." So he says, because he realized he made a mistake, because he should not have spoken that way to Moshe Rabbeinu, as if he's saying he doesn't need him anymore. Okay. So, needs to say, he's useless now, he doesn't need it anymore, he shouldn't have said that to Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see, first of all, you see that the halacha of being nizar with somebody else, another human being, you have no right to rely on his godless. You have to go according to what would bother a person's emotions. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, that don't know, he say, what does he care? But you have no right to do that. Yes, right. Same thing. You cannot go according to the way the Madrega, the other person is. Like most people treat other people like this, a big Nigmar. So you see, you can't treat anybody like a tzaddik. You have to treat him like an old person. So because he was machlish daito, so then he forgot all these halachas. Which shows you another thing Chazal said. Chazal hold that memory has a lot to do with the attitude of the soul. And that's a tantishka chasadvam asheroi. It means a person, Gemara says, if you forget halacha, you're over the love. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that forgetting Torah. Of course, the Gemara says that only if you forget it intentionally. Which doesn't mean intentionally. It's hard to forget something intentionally. But it means that you turn your soul away, and that's why you forget it. Mm-hmm. You see, Chazal held that memory has a lot to do with the person's attitude and perfection. Has a lot to do with it. Zikron has a lot to do with that. But at any rate, the Gemara says, "I'm the Kodesh Rav Lahorga. They wanted to kill Yeshua Ben Nun. I'm a Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lo Malachi Yeshua. To tell you is impossible. Leich v'toyda b'machama. Get them involved in machama. So never yachri mas Moshe ben Hashem. Vayim Hashem al Yeshua. Okay. All right. So at any rate, what? Then the Gemara says, "B'masnit nitnan elof v'shvamayos kalin v'chamurin zeres shovas v'digdikei sofin neshtakhub me'evlo shel Moshe." Amar Rabbi Avoa for Pikena Zero Nasnil Ben Knaz Mitok Populo. Okay. Shinema Vayukido Asnil Ben Knaz Achikole Vayivnos Achsa Bito Liyashon. Right, so you see that it's possible to retrieve it through another manner, the Gemara says. What's the other manner? Through Chachma. It's possible to retrieve it. Okay. And that was what Asnil Ben Knaz, when it says he captured the city, he wasn't a city, he captured it was an intellectual city. It means he captured the halachas. He recaptured the halachas through his Chachma. Okay, that was the count. Okay. Could be near the camp. Like Taisa says, in Shabbos, that the Machlokes with regards to Gzeres Shavah. What type is that? Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, Taisa says, that they wanted, that one wasn't Mekabel, the other one was Gzeres Shavah. So Rabbeinu Tam says, why not? Rabbeinu Tam says, why? Because he knew the count of how many Gzeres Shavahs. So he knew the count. That's why he couldn't accept the Gzeres Shavah from the other Mandama. Even though he's Mekabla, but he couldn't accept it. Okay. At any rate, from this Gemara, you have a big problem. Why? Getting back to Gemara and Sukkah. Because the Gemara and Sukkah says, that, but you have a direct question from this Gemara, to the Gemara and said, why? Because the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, the machlok is about a rava, whether it's yisod nevim or whether it's many nevim. So the Gemara says, to stayim v'yechim nudama yisod nevim. Dama v'olim v'yechim narova yisod nevim. Stayim. Amalei rav zir lebavo, miyam rav yechim nachi, yaka v'yechim say it's yisod nevim. Okay. Let me say it was a takana. The nevim were the ones that brought it about. And it's not a minig, so in other words, you make a bracha on it. So the Gemara says, "Rama biyachon mishum nachin yish bakas beis chos and esn tiyas aravin yisramayim lachol mashum sinai." So he himself said, "It's lachol mashum sinai." So how can he say it's a sod nevim? What do you mean a sod nevim? Takan sevim? How can it be takan sevim? Yishtomen kishach chada va'oma shachum v'chaz v'yazu. So he was astounded for an hour, for a while, and then he said, "No, they originally were lachol mashum sinai, and then the nevim brought it back. Have the nevim bring it back?" So Rashi says, Shachachum begolos bovel shachwas a Torah v'mitzvos b'miktas. V'zu nishkechol gamri. This is completely forgotten. V'chazun nevim achron v'yaslov. How did he do it? Rashi says, al pi adibor. That's the Tatar Sasser. The Gemara just says over here in Tamura that you can't be, you're not able to reestablish a nevuah. It's impossible. Eila mitzvos mikanshi nevuah shalach hadash dov me'ata. And Rashi says, al pi adibor. Rashi has to help people. Where else did they get it from? And the theme just stunned. They just one day remembered the Lachal Moshe Sinai. It's impossible. And Rashi says, Shochum Lagamri. So therefore he says that how did it work? It was Alpia Dibor. Alpia Dibor. Impossible. Eila Mitzvos, Mishani Mikan Shinover Shalachar Domavit. Not only is it with regard to Lachal Moshe Sinai, but it's regard to, even the Gemara says in the Megillah Menatz Pach. So the Gemara says that the Nevi'im said it. So how can the Nevi'im, the end Mem Sophis, which is in the middle, which is in the end, right. So the Gemara says that the Nevi'im established that. So the Gemara says, Eilat Dvar Mikanshin Avar Shalach Adar Dovim Me'ata. Right? That's more Kansh. The Gemara says the same thing. Shachum V'chazur V'yastam. Okay? I'm just mentioning this Gemara to show you that even a letter, you can't change. Okay. So we have enough kash to the Lachal Moshe Sinai, right? Okay. So now, let's go like this. Let's take another question. You have a Gemara in Bava Metzia, right? I think it's Gemara in Bava Metzia about Tana Shalach Noi. Okay. So I have a question. Gemara says, Tana Shalach Noi is Machwekes Rabbi Eliezer, Gavla Nechachamim. Rabbi Eliezer, Matar Nechacham Metamim. That's nun tesam beis. The zeu tana shalachnoi. My achnoi amar vira mashmul shikifu dvaram ka achna zeru. It's a move. They surrounded it like a snake, and they were metamet. And then the Gemara says tana. Bosa yom eish rebbe loza kol chuv shabalam lo kibul menu. He answered all the kashas that they asked him, and they wouldn't accept him. Amar lahem, he said to them, in malach kumosi churv zeyachia. Neka churv mkama. Mea amal. So the churuv, he says, he wanted to show that the churuv was like him. So the churuv, the carib, she got pulled out 100 amos, yes. And they said, "Amalol, anything ran the churuv? Chaz amalam, malach kemosi amos amayin yechia. Apuf no amayin, amos amayin started to go backwards. We started to go back up the stream. Amaloi mavim rayim amos amayin. Chaz amalam, malach kemosi kosu beis amereshim. He took kosu beis amereshim before it started to fall down. Gorbam Rabbi Yeshua." Okay, so then finally they stayed in between. So then he says, Chaz v'amalem v'malach k'mosim in ha-shamayim yachichu. Yotzo bas kolam v'malach ha-meitzer rebel ozar gadol. Shalach k'mosu v'chol makom. That's it, you don't need better writing than that. Amad Rav Yishua Ragl v'amal lo ba-shamayim. Mayim lo ba-shamayim hi. Amar Rav Yomir shekvar nitna tor me-ha-sinai. Ein lana mashkichim be-basko. Shekvar kasafta ba-ha-sinai be-torah acharab ma-hatas. Okay. Ashkechei Rabbi Nassim Al Yom Alei May Ovid Kutsh Bruch Avei Shaita Amalei Kachayach Vama Netzchuni Bana Netzchuni Bana Netzchuni Bana Amru Osa Yom Avi Kol Tyra Shatir Rabbi Lozor Sof. They burnt all the sides. Sof and Beit Ninnu Alav Ubarchu. They put him in Kherem Vamru Mi Yelech Viyodiyo. Who's going to go and tell him he's in Kherem? Amalam Rabbi Kiva Ni Yelech Shem Yelech Odom Sheina Hogun Viyodiyo Vinitzum Machar Eskol Olam Kulot. Maser Rabbi Kiva Lava Shchor Minasate Shchor Miyoshel Lepanav Vorichuk Arba Amos Amalor Rabbi Akiva Mayom Yomayim Amal Rebbe came to Dumali Shechaverim Bedilim Avcha. Afu Kara Begoda Vacholatz Menola Venishmat Vyashiva Galekaka. So he also sat down on the ground of Elazar Gadol, Zol Gawin of Demos, and he started to cry. Lok Olam Shlish Bezesim Shlish Bechitim Shlish Besorim. Vyashim Raf Batsik Shebu Shebu Yidei Yisho. Tana Af Gadol Hoya Baosayom. Shebacholmakom Shnesim Baina. Rabbi Eliezer Nisra. Lafram Gamliel Abobasvina Amalov Nachshol the Tiva. Okay? So what happened was, Amar Kamadumali Shane Zela Bishul Rabbi Lazman Hokinus. Amar Ragla of Amar Banishlo, Golden Dulf Nakash Lalaford of Shalofodi Sisi, Lalaford Beis Abo Sisi, and Lalaford Hosh Layub Machodis Bisrael. No Hayam is Abo. So Yoshin comes down. And the Gemara says that Ima Shalom. The Bitsud Rebbe was Atsid Rabbi Gamliel Avoi. She was married to Rabbi Eliezer, and she was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. From that day on, she didn't let him say Tachanun. She used to interrupt him. In Mafsik, he can't say Tachanun. Ahu Yom Reshiach Ava, one day was a Shredder, she forgot Malach Asr, and she found he was saying Tachanun, so she knew already that her brother died. Rabbi Gamliel died. She said, Kach Mekablan Beis Avi Abba, she knew right away that enough to tell her. Okay, that's the story. Of course, it's a strange story, hard to understand the story, but the basic problem in the story is, Rabbi Yeshua was saying something, not something new. Acharabim Hatos and Ola Locha. What are you going to say? That Rabbi Yeshua first discovered Acharabim Hatos? Rabbi Lazar Gadol didn't know about this. Loba Shemayim was a new thing. This was in the Evo Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mishnah called it Locha. They said right away, Loba Shemayim. So what's this whole shakla v'taya over here? Where's the room for shakla v'taya? Okay. The Ramban on the Chumash, Amar Sasim and Adavar Shiyagidu Lecha Yemen of Smol. So there. Thank you. Ramban on the Chumash, La Sasim and Adavar Shiyagidu Lecha Yemen of Smol. Gorm Yitzayin. Ramban's like this. You must do like they say. I gotta kill this innocent man. He quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Okay? And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is, the Mishnah over there says that Rabbi Gamliel said that Yom Kippur was on a certain date, and Rabbi Yeshua said he's crazy, it's impossible. Can't be. Absolutely impossible. So therefore the Mishnah says that it's, the Mishnah says, Chofei Manalof, in Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbi Yeshua said that Amr Abdesman Hokin is Eide Shekin, the ones that they're Amulah basing on. Rabbi Yehuda Mekabal Yedim, and Rabbi Yehuda says Eide Shekin. Eich Midim Alisha Yolda Lamocha Kresh Meshinah. How can it be Magad Edis that she gave birth, and the next day she's still pregnant? Okay? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Ronius Varecha. You're right. Not Rabbi Gamliel. Shalach war Rabbi Gamliel goes, Rani Yalecha Shetov Vosid B'maklecho B'ma'uscha B'yomek Parnish Chol Yos B'chesh Bankah. Allah Masr Bakiva Mesa found he was in pain. Amalo Yeshu Lalame Shakoma Sha Osa Ram Gamil Osu Shinem Ela Moida Shemikwa Shikur Samishman Bishlomasma. Ainli Moados El Elu Ela Elu. So you see that so he said you should listen to Ram Gamil. And then it says Amalo and Boy and Boy it's a Rabbi Dosa Ben Hurkinis. You can't have Dosa Ben Hurkinis, the one who said he was the one that said it's absolutely false. Can't be. Amalo and born on a lot nacha bez dino shuram gamliel tzrichin on a lot nacha kol bez nu bez shemam mos moshe var achshav. So apparently, Rabdosi ben Hukness, who said that they were sheker, he was trying to appease Rabbi Yeshua because Rabbi Yeshua didn't want to accept it apparently. So he says, but if that's the case, you argue every bezin. Vayal moshe var another vayal yeshivim mizikne yisrael. Along the Sparsha Shmosim Shel Skinim, Alam Shekol Shlosho Shlosh Shondo Bezna Yisrael Arayakim Bezdino Shemoshu Rabbeinu. Notul Makwa Ma'osa B'yodo V'holach V'yav Neitzer Rabbin Gamliel B'yom Shechol Yos Yom Kippurim B'cheshbono. Amar Ram Gamliel v'Nashka Arosha. Amar Boba Shalom Rebbe v'Talmidi. Rebbe b'Chachma v'Talmidi shekibaltas devarai. Okay, it's fine, Mishnah. What do you mean? You mean what's the whole sichsuch over here? Mm-hmm. They didn't know about Elamoy that Hashem at Gray Kodesh. If Bezin makes a mistake, it's still Rosh Kodesh. But they didn't know about Vayal Moshe Ran Novi Yeshuv and Zingnei. So you have to follow what the Sanhedrin says. So the Ramban is funny. I mean, not the Ramban's funny. I'm just saying the source is the source that he's mentioning. We don't understand the source. Rabbi Yeshuv didn't know this. What's the machlekes over here? Where's their room? And what's the whole discussion there? And then he kissed them, and he said, "Rebbe, Hamidi, what's going on?" Then Ramban says, Ramban goes on, he says, "Vatzorach mitzvah zos, tzorach gadol ma'od, ki atar nitna lana b'chsam, v'yaduahu shalo yishtavu adeos b'chol advar min aladim, v'ine yabu machlokas v'yitaros atar kamataros. V'chotach lana al-kosav adim shenishma l'bezna gadol ha'omid l'fnei Hashem, b'mokam ha'shi yivchar." And he goes on. And he says, "Ki aladas shalahem who knows ilam atara afilu yivin afka machlof aymin b'smol." You still have to listen. The chol shkin, he says, "Sheyesh lachol lachshov shehem amam al yamin shiyamin ki ruach Hashem al meshor sein migdasho v'lo yazav es chasidov la'olam nishmer when atoyes when am nachshol." Okay, the washing sefri afilu ma'am benechol yivin. Okay, fine, that's right. Yeah, we have to understand what the Ramban added. We'll come back to the Ramban later. What the Ramban added over there, where he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. First, he says you have to follow him. I understand it. Yeah. Then he says no. There's some kind of thing that is.
Maybe it's true.
Ruach Hashem al Mishor say Midosha. What did you have to say that for? It doesn't matter. I mean,
just said even now.
Yeah, they make a mistake. Apparently, they can make a mistake. So okay, we'll come back to the Ramban. Also, another question. The Gemara Pesachim. You got the Gemara Pesachim? Gemara Pesachim. Together with this, the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara, we have to understand the Gemara and Pesachim. For instance, the Tosfos took the Dalam out from Pesachim. The Tosfos says that. The Gemara and Sanhedrin says, "Misha Rabu Talmidei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel." The Gemara of the Ramputs. Shloshusu Kol Tzokon. It says Rav saw machlokes Yisrael v'hanasa tar k'shtei taras. And Taisva says in the Gemara Kufin Dalam Nalkin in Yisrochem that the Gemara says that Gemara says Rav Yeshua hi dama deimashkichem b'amayimashkichem b'basko. The Mishnah, the Gemara says v'yochas k'dere b'tzol. Halach gedim beisil pshita the nachik basko. The Gemara says he boy same mekodem basko. He boy same alav acha basko. Rabbi Shu the amay meshkichem basko. So Tais explains. The time Maishna the kam like a basko. The beisil the law kam like a basko. Rabbi Eliezer. Why should his basko be any better? So he says. Tais explains. Yesham the acha beisil have a ruba. Ela beisham and machadi tvei. Aval hosam the basko loya kineged rabin law kam alam acha. Tais like this. In other words, where you have a choice, you can go like Beisil, you can go like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai is Machadei Tvei, Beisil is Ruba. So then what do we say? So then we say that you can't listen to the Basko. What this means like this. It means you never really listen to the Basko. But it means to say that where it's a halachic question, then we can't listen to the Basko. Acharav Matas, can't go against Basko. But whether you have no, you can go either way, you have to make a choice. So Taisus here says, so you can go like the Basko. What does it mean? It means to say that you follow the Basko not because the Basko is right. It's for a different reason. Like there's another shittah says we go like Basil because they're nicer. Hmm. It doesn't mean they're nicer. It means that where you can't determine how to paskin halacha, so we paskin it in a way where it reminds people of a certain midah. Okay. So over here, it reminds people of the Basko of Nevuah, Taras Emes. So that's why we do it. But not because the Basko makes a decision. You don't make a decision based on Basko. Just because there is such a thing as a Basko, so it brings to mind the idea of the Basko of Torah Min HaShamayim, of the Amitas HaTorah, so that's why we're passing like this whole. But where you actually have halacha mechanism, Acharav Matos, so then you can't go like the Basko. It's against the halacha. That's what Rosh Hashanah agrees. That's what Taisus explains. Okay.
Well,
Rav Yeshua disagrees. The old thing is He knows that Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. They'll say Mashgichim Baskal Lero. It's absolutely meaningless, and you can't even do it to follow the Baskal. Okay, fine. This. At the basic chat, let me just go over this once more. The basic chat in Taisvis is, the more basic chat in Taisvis is like this. That where the halacha goes either way, so then we go at the Baskal. Simply because Lamita Shogar. You don't know, you can go A or B, so we know that the Basco is saying Lamita Shal Gorm, so we go according to the Basco, Lamita Shal Dalak. But Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua holds, even then, you cannot take into consideration even the Amita Shal Dover of the Basco, as if you never heard the Basco. You
can't utilize it.
You can't utilize it at all. That's the Pshat Beis. Okay. Yeah. That's bad. So the question, of course, is Basila's Rav, so why don't we go to Rav Lantos?
Right.
That's a basic question. Okay. And what's Misha Rav Som Talmidei Sham Veil Shalshim Shal Kotzok, and so we go Nasa Turkish Day Terrace. Want to go with the Rav?
Right.
Let's go back to the Pishon Shnasa.
That's a good question.
Let's go back now to the Rambam Pishon Shnayas. What I want to say in the Rambam Pishon Shnayas is like this. Different shot. See, the Rambam to... The way I understand it on Pirush Mishnayos over here, you have to try to understand what the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, I believe the problem there is that you have to understand, like the Rambam wrote to Shmuel and Tibbet, so when somebody translates the kid, they have to translate ideas, not words. So you have to understand the main idea of the writer. Of course, we can't do this, so therefore we translate the Russian. I was always afraid that we're going to
change around.
So we figure it's more reliable this way. The truth of the matter is, Ram's right. I mean, it's not reliability, it's the conveying ideas. He translates, and then you have to use different words, different Lashonos. And you can't stick to a literal translation. A literal translation is not effective from one language to another language. But, I mean, we try to do it because we're trying for accuracy. I believe that what the Rambam wrote in the Pirush Mishnayos all comes under one head. You have to understand what his objective in Pirush Mishnayos is. His objective in Pirush Mishnayos is one thing, like he says in that paragraph that we read. Now, in the paragraph where he mentions that if someone thinks that that things that were makubal was a machlokes. He says he's degrading the Bali Amasar. That's the key. That's his key. That's the main point he wants to make over there. The point that the Rambam wants to make in all those paragraphs is he wants to show you one thing, that Torah is kula chachma metchilasa v'atzofa. He doesn't mean to say when he says if someone will say that the Flakus and the Pirush HaMakubal that is degrading the Baal HaMasar. He doesn't mean to say, if somebody says the Baal HaMasar forgot something, he's degrading them. That's impossible. I'll show you all these Gemara. It's absolutely impossible. What he means to say is like this. The reverse. If somebody will say that when you have a Machlaikis, every time you have a Machlaikis, it was really a Dovra HaMakubal. But the Machlaikis was, because one person heard this way, another person heard that way, and they walked outside in the street, and then they said, what are we here? He wants to show you that Talmud Torah is Chochma Mitchilasa Vatzofa. It's the greatest Chochma. And whenever you have Machlekes, the Machlekes is always based on Svara. It's not just a Machlekes. It can't be a Machlekes that one heard Rav say this way, the other one heard that way, and everything's Mikubu Misinai, and the only time you have Machlekes is the inaccuracies. That's what a Machlekes is. That's what the Rambam is trying to tell you. You have to remember the main idea that he's trying. That's what he's trying to convey. That's his main concept there. His main concept is that you should not think that a machlokes is each one walked out and said it was a question of what did he actually say. But there's no chachma here. Everything's mekubal Moshe Rabbeinu. So that you have this, you're carrying down these statements, and then of course naturally you have inaccuracies. So therefore, eventually you can have a lot of machlokes. I thought he said this. I thought he said that. He says that person, Chai Hashem, as Dovah Maguni, broke the whole Masorah, and he says the Chachmei Masorah are nothing because they're just fools. They just didn't know what they heard. He says they're incapable. This the whole Masorah's gone now. Everything's butler, he said. So the Rambam wants to show you really the whole gist of the Rambam is to show you that Chochmas HaTorah, and it's all Kulo Chochma Mipia Gvur Mitchilas HaTzofa. What does the Rambam bother so much with Halacha L'Moshe Nisinai, and why does he list Halacha L'Moshe Nisinai, and why does he say, and I'm going to tell you now, Rubam O'ef Shekulam? What kind of a statement is that? Did he know either it's Rubam O'Kulam? What kind of statement? Either most or all. I mean, he didn't know which one it was. What does he have to mention that? The reason is like this. See, the thing the Rambam is trying to show you is, again, that the Torah that we have, through the Masorah, through Shas, is all Chachma She'ein La'erach Ve'ein La'keitz. What he means, there's only one thing he says. He says, you have to understand how it works. First is you have the Hefter Shebachsav, you have the Pirush HaMakabul, you have the Pirush HaMakabul, where there's no Machlekes. He says, and then you have the area of the Machlekes, and then you have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. What does the Rambam bother with Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Because the Rambam, what is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is something you have no ikar in the Torah. Right. So what does that mean, has no ikar in the Torah? What do I care? And why was the formulated that way? Nope. The answer is, because Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is really like a crack in the system. It's a crack in the system. It means to say that it was this halacha you were unable to fit into the system, logically. Everything else in the system is like a seamless fabric. You have the basics, then you have interwoven the pirush and the svaras. Everything is all woven into one fabric. But there are certain places where it was where Kadosh Baruch Hu could not weave it into the fabric. It was impossible. Like Ram says in the if the thing's impossible, even a Kadosh Baruch Hu can't do it. So it's impossible to create the Torah. That the Torah should be something which serves God's objective, and simultaneously there shouldn't be any seams. Impossible. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is a seam in the fabric. That something was missing, and you could not possibly weave it into the sources and into the svaras. That was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's the exception.
Is it a seam?
Even Klapa Shmaya Galia to seam. That's why it has no source. That's the whole idea that Ram is mentioning over there. It has no source.
Give an illustration.
What?
Can you give an illustration?
Give me an illustration. Let's say, for instance, the halacha, if we say Kanoyim Podimbo, the Ram says, there's halacha L'moshe Misinai. What does it mean? It means it was impossible to frame the halacha that cannot, because a person is Bo Kusis, that he should be Chayav Misa. Can't kill him. You can't give him Malkus. You can't do anything. Derech Nishis, yes. But Derech Nishis, you can't. It means if you understand the Hilchas Isur Adiya from the beginning to the end, you'll see that it's impossible halachically to say that if a person is Boil Aramis, that you should kill him. Can't be. Because he didn't really do a Misa where the Misa is deserving of Misa. Or even Malkus. Because the Misa Bia per se is not what's wrong. Because she's really not an Erva, she's not an Ida, there's nothing wrong with her. Halacha can't find anything wrong with her. But the fact is that Baal Basel Necha, this Ida leads to Kiruv with Avodah Zarah. And it means that unconsciously, even the person is the biggest tzaddik, no matter what, he's going to be affected by this Maisa Bia. And Avodah Zarah is not going to be Meruchah from him anymore, the same way it was before. So that's a fact, but Allah can't legislate such a thing. Allah can't legislate perfection. Allah has to legislate Maisa. And in the Maisa Bia itself, there is no real halachic violation. But because of the Maisa Bia, the person identifies with a Basel Nechor, and therefore he becomes close to his Kira of Avodah Zarah, and it's the worst thing. As a matter of fact, that's why the Rambam says, Yishayef Karas Midivrei Sofrim. It's a different kind of Karas Midin Anavi. So what kind of chorus is it from the Navi? Because chorus the Raisa is really on a Maisa Vera. Chorus the Rabbanan means that he will be cut off because philosophically he's losing his whole Yadus. His Kiruv of HaKadosh Baruch is being lost, his Kiruv of Hazar. But the Halacha can't legislate such a thing. Impossible. So what did Halacha do? Sanhedrin can't kill him. But Halacha said like this. There is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that this act of murder is a matir for. Kanayim Pagabo. It's murder with a matir. That's what it is. But murder with a matir, you can't fit into the system of halacha midaraisa. So what is it?
Halacha
L'Moshe Misinai.
That's very good.
Okay. That's what it means. It means it's a seam in the system. Same thing with regard to, for instance, service. Chatzin ezek service. So what does it mean? Chatzin ezek service. What does it mean? Because of manasha. Is tzraros is kochal? Is kochal kigufo dami or is it not kigufo dami? Right. If you're going to say it's kigufo dami, it's nezek shalom. Mm-hmm. If it's not kigufo dami, it's potter. But apparently it's meisim b'chol yom, that the animal kicks up stones, and you can't let the mazik, you can't let him get away, but he's getting away. If you're going to use the halachic system, there's no way to stop him, no way to mechayev him, and his animal's going to destroy all the kelim, he's not going to be careful. So there had to be a way that the Torah has to be mechayev this kind of a mazik. So how do you do it? Okay. It's a compromise, so to speak, but it's not a logical compromise. You can't make a compromise between kochol kegufo or kochol lav kegufo. There's no in-between state. But apparently the halacha saw fit to be machayev him chatzi nezek, not nezek sholem, because it's not gufo, it's kochol lav kegufo now. But we can't let him be free altogether also. He has to be chayev also. So therefore, what did halacha say? Halacha said chatzi nezek. Halacha much says a chatzi nezek. Or for instance, in other words, like this, what it means is that halacha l'moshe mi-sinai is not something which is analyzable into components, further components. It's an axiom. It's axiomatic. That's what it means. Axiomatic. That's why, for instance, shiurim is axiomatic. If you think and analyze why it's a gezias, and you come to some kind of a limbo which is tied into some kind of idea in the Torah, you're wrong. It had to be assumed axiomatically. There's nothing further to say. The Torah, generally speaking, the Torah weaves everything into a woven pattern of chachma. But over here, there's no, you can't do it. You have to have certain axioms in the system, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Racham Hashem. That's why the Rambam said, the Hini Maske Lecha Rubam Oef Shekulam. Why? What does it mean? The Rambam was trying to show that the system is as perfect as it could be. So he's trying to show you that there are only, but he's honest, there are certain cracks in the system. But he says those cracks are very minimal. Very minimal. That's why he said, I'm going to list them for you now to show you that this system is kulo chachma and the axioms are very few. That's why he says, I'll give you most or all. It doesn't matter most or all because I'm just showing you how few they are. If there's one or two more, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm trying to show you an idea here, right. I'm saying, an idea that the system is perfect in chachma, and therefore there aren't many axioms. If there are too many axioms, then the system is not perfect anymore. Right. Everything's an axiom.
Amendments.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like American law. Yeah, I mean, this is a case, and that's a case. Doesn't matter.
There are more amendments.
Everything's an axiom. That's not the way the Torah is. Torah works with a system of where everything is like a woven pattern of thought. That's what it means. It was impossible to have the corpus of Torah just be a system of chokhmah, the tchilas of atzofa, without any axioms. That was impossible. Okay? So this is the weak point in the system. But it's necessary. It's necessary. Chokhmah Hashem dictated that this is the way the system is, and it's necessary to have these halachot mashmas yinais. But they're few, they're very few, that's the important point. They're very few.
Right.
That's why when the Rambam says that there's no machlokas, the Rambam doesn't mean, in fact, there's no machlokas on shas. You see? The Rambam means that they're not analyzable in terms of svar. That's what he means. They're not analyzable in terms of svar. And the original, the chalos shem of halacha l'moshe m'sinei is not subject to machlokes. That's what he means. He doesn't mean, in fact, the ones that we have in shas. He means the original, in the original system, in the perfect system, halacha l'moshe m'sinei is not subject to analysis, to logical analysis of the machlokes. Just like the Kabbalah, just like the Pirushim, the Kabbalahs, is not subject to any kind of machlokes. Even though the Pirush HaMikabela stands apart, because the Pirush HaMikabela stands apart from the Halacha L'moshe M'sinai, because the Pirush HaMikabela is part of the Torah itself, woven into the system, and that's different. But there's no machlokes because the Pirush HaMikabela, that's it. Once you have the Pirush HaMikabela, you can't argue it. Okay. But it's two different types of things. Now what's the importance of the Pirushim of Kabbalas? The importance of the Pirushim of Kabbalas also is to show you that the system of Chazal is such. In other words, it's really to show you, I'll get to a second about the Pirushim of Kabbalas. Okay. Before we get to the Pirushim of Kabbalas, we'll come back to why the Rambam has those categories, Pirushim of Kabbalas. We'll soon go back in a minute. But the point I want to take up first is how do you have machlokes in Allah Moshe Mishim? Let's explain how you have machlokes. Right. You do have machlokes. The maskan on Allah Moshe Mishim, because it could be forgotten. But the question is, how do you have machlokes in such a thing? It doesn't make any sense, because if you have a Masori, either you have a Masori, you don't have a Masori. But you see, there is a machlokes in fact.
Right.
Okay? How could that work? Okay. So the thing is like this. The Rambam says, and this is something which is mentioned in the Rav Shir from Shnei Sugya Masoros. The Rambam mentions in his Agdama. So the Rambam mentions in Agdama that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel Torah from Sinai. And he says that there were three people that learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Yeah, he says like this. He says, "Kol haMitzvah shenitnu lo leMoshe b'Sinai b'Pirusha nitnu. Shenem v'etnu l'chos luchos l'evin v'Torah mitzvah. Torah zu Torah shmechsav, v'mitzvah zu Pirusha. V'tzivonu lasos haTorah al pi haMitzvah. How do you do the Torah? According to the mitzvah. Alright? U'mitzvah zu hi hanekras Torah shebal peh. Alright? Then he mentions that Moshe Ben wrote everything on the Sefer Torah, and he put it in the Aron L'Eid. And he says like this, but the mitzvah he gave it to this came into Yeshua and Kol Yisrael. And he says like this, Afa Pishilo Nichtavot Tashvata, Limda Moshe Rabbeinu Kula, Limda Moshe Rabbeinu Kula, Beveis Dino L'Shivin Zekena, Ve'alaza U'Pinchas V'Yeshua Shlashtan Tibu M'Moshe. Then he says, Yeshua Shehu Talmido Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Mosar Torah Shebal Peh V'Tzivu'o Aleh. So the question is, what's Mosar Torah Shebal Peh and what's Mitzivah all about? Alright, so Mosar Torah Shebal Peh means that the Torah, and this is what the Rav explains, that even though Yeshua's Mekabel the first time, he had to go over it again to do another Maisa Mesorah, to give the Mesorah to Yeshua, because without Mesorah there is no Torah. So even though the Ram says first that Allah's a Pinchas Yeshua Shloshtan Kibbul Mimoshe, first time. Then he says, "When Yeshua shall who tamido shall Moshe Rabbeinu Mosar Torah Shabbat Pevitzivah Olah." He had to do another mice of lima. He had to learn over again in order to learn over the Torah's Mesorah. So you see that Torah demands a mice of Mesorah. Okay. So what is Vitzivahu Olah? What is Vitzivahu Olah? Vitzivahu Olah. You'll notice the only time he says Vitzivahu Olah was over here. I believe the reason why the Rambam says the Tzivah Olah is because there was a difference between Torah in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. There you will show me this Gemara. Interesting Gemara. Gemara in Sanhedrin of Chesem Aral. Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Gemara says like this. Gemara says, "Can Mishpah Amar of Chama? Can Mishpah Amar of Chama Bar Chanina? Amar Kodesh?" Yeah. Okay. Vadavar sheyikshe mikem Amar Rabbi Chanina v'mitem Rabbi Yashia al Dover zen nenas Moshe. Shenema vayakriv Moshe es mishpatan lufnei Hashem. Because he said Vadavar sheyikshe mikem, he was worried. So that's why he says Moshe Rabbeinu was nenash. Vayakriv Moshe es mishpatan lufnei Hashem means that he had to humble himself. Here there was Benos Tzolofchad. They asked Makasha, couldn't answer. And they were right. So what was wrong? So it's a Maske Flor of Nach B'Yisrael. Miksiv HaShmiachem. Ushmativ it says. Doesn't say, I'm going to tell you. I Gamino Gamino. Vilo Azlina V'Gamino. What was wrong? Moshe Rabbeinu said, he said, no, if I know, I'll tell you. And if I don't know, I'll go find out. Nifiyah Gvura. Okay? So the question is, what was really wrong? I mean, we learned the Gemara. What was really wrong with Moshe? But let's forget about that. What kind of God is it? It doesn't make any sense. Hold them up. What is he supposed to say? He says, you have a kasha, you'll bring it. I'll listen to it.
That's the system.
Yeshua Yishmat. Never mind, Gemara says, it doesn't say Vashmiachem. So what of them? What if it says, what if it says Vashmiachem? So what? I'll listen, I'll tell you. What was Rebbe supposed to do? What's wrong? The answer is like this. The answer is, that would be okay for somebody to say today. Vashmiachem. Okay, for Posik would say today, Vashmiachem, you tell me and I'll tell you. Can't this is not, I'm not going to tell you. What's the purpose of telling you? So, what it means like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah was Mipiak Vor. Which means to say every word that Moshe Rabbeinu received, and if there was a kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be shown Mipiak Vor. The Torah had to be completely Mipiak Vor, unless he knew himself. But if he didn't know, Mesopik had a doubt, so then he had to go be he had to be show up.